In the book, Man, Grand Symbol of the Mysteries, honorary 33rd degree Freemason Manly P. Hall states, quote, "The most secret rituals of ancient initiation were performed in subterranean crypts, which were called caverns of the mysteries. In the Gothic rites, the final ceremony in which the initiate was invested with the insignia of his order took place in a high, vaulted, cavernous chamber in the presence of the luminous statue of Balder. Here also are the seven sleepers of Ephesus and the cave-dwelling rishis of India, the seven original beings who in the mythology of Central America were the cave-born progenitors of the races." In his book, The Chronicle of Akakor, Karl Brugger gives the history of Uga Mongoluda people as provided to the author by the leader of their tribe. According to their chief, the tribe's ancestors were allegedly part of a vast empire which spanned across all of South America in ancient times. Some of their forefathers, the chief claimed, created vast subterranean cities beneath the Andes Mountains and in parts of western Brazil. In 1971, due to the constant encroachment of foreign settlers into their territory, 30,000 survivors of the Uga Mongolula tribe allegedly escaped, seeking refuge inside the ancient network of underground cities. This inner earth kingdom allegedly consists of 13 separate underground complexes, all connected by tunnels, with one extending all the way to Lima. Others are said to be located throughout the Andes mountain range of Peru, as well as parts of Brazil. Mato Grosso, which is Portuguese for thick bushes, is the third largest state in Brazil by area. It's known for a network of subterranean tunnels and for being home to an ancient pre-Columbian light-skinned civilization associated with those tunnels. Archaeologist Harold Wilkins remarks in his book Mysteries of Ancient South America, quote, "It is probable that descendants of this white empire exist today in more than one part of unexplored Brazil and among the Andean outliers in regions rich with gold on the confines of the Amazon's headwaters. There are many stories of the existence of strange white people today, handsome, bearded men and beautiful, white, nude women with symmetrical Greek features in the unknown Sertão of the central Mato Grosso and Brazilian highlands, and northwards and northwestwards in the mountains beyond the headwaters of the Amazon and its in the Popol Vuh, an ancient Guatemalan manuscript whose title means the collection of written leaves, and which has been described as the great storehouse of Mayan and Central American legend and mythical history. There is much talk of a land in the east on the shores of the sea. This description neatly fits Plato's position of Atlantis. The Popol Vuh proclaims that it was from this land that the fathers of the people had come, and that they had also endured a great catastrophe, after which the land to the east disappeared. Wilkins draws the ties between Atlantis and South America. Quote, "One of the South American colonies of Atlantis may probably have been the land called Brazil, and Brazil, indeed, was actually the ancient name of the land and born thousands of years before the arrival at Rio de Janeiro of old Pedro Cabral, the Portuguese navigator. That occurred in 1500 AD and has given rise to the sheer legend that King Emmanuel of Portugal named the land Brazil because of the dyewood, Brazilwood, which was found there. As a matter of very curious fact, the name Brazil was known to the old Irish Celts as High Brazil." In the Hollow Earth, Dr. Raymond Bernard, an American archaeologist who also lives and continues to work in Brazil, reveals that, quote, "Mysterious tunnels, an enigma to archaeologists, exist in great numbers under Brazil, where they are open on the surface and in various places. The most famous is the Roncador Mountains of northwest Mato Grosso, to where Colonel Fawcett was heading when last seen. Lieutenant Colonel Percival Harrison Fawcett was a British archaeologist and South American explorer. Along with his eldest son, Fawcett disappeared under unknown circumstances in 1925 during an exhibition to find Z, the name for a lost city which he and others believed to be El Dorado, and the uncharted jungles of Brazil. Fawcett left behind instructions that if the expedition did not return, no rescue expedition should be sent, lest the rescuers suffer his fate. During the following decades, various groups mounted rescue expeditions without results. An estimated 100 would-be rescuers died on the countless expeditions sent to uncover Fawcett's fate. According to Dr. Raymond Bernard, quote, "Many Brazilian students of the occult share with the wife of Colonel Fawcett the belief that he is still living with his son Jack as residents of the subterranean city whose entrance is thought to be a tunnel in the Roncador mountain range of northeast Mato Grosso, where he was heading when last seen after leaving Cuba. The writer met with Cuba, a native who claimed that his father was Fawcett's guide and who offered to take him to a certain opening leading to the subterranean world in the region of Roncador, which would indicate that Fawcett's guide believed in the existence of subterranean cities and brought Fawcett to one, where he was held prisoner lest he reveal the secret of its whereabouts, which he might be forced to do on his return whether he wished to or not. Dr. Bernard believed that the lost city Fawcett sought was of Atlantean origins, but was actually situated below ground. He claimed that the Atlantean city for which he searched was not the ruins of a dead city on the surface, but a subterranean city with still living Atlanteans as its inhabitants. In his 1960 essay, The Mysterious Tunnels and Subterranean Cities of South America, the American naturalist Carl Hooney said, quote, "The entrance to the caverns is guarded by the Bat Indians, who are a dark-skinned, undersized race of great physical strength. Their sense of smell is more developed than that of the best bloodhounds. Even if they approve of you and let you enter the caverns, I'm afraid you will be lost to the present world, because they guard the secret very carefully and may not let those who enter leave." The popular rumor that the subterranean cities that inhabit descendants of the Atlanteans who had originally constructed them, but many of the details surrounding their origins seem to have been lost or forgotten. The name of the mountain range where these underground cities exist is Roncador, in northeast Mato Grosso. If you go in quest of these caverns, you take your life in your own hands. Like Fawcett, you may never be heard of again. According to John B. Leith, in the book Genesis of the New Age, there's another Germany, or New Berlin, inside the hollow surface of our planet. This inner, or New Germany, grew from the first, or outer, surface Germany. The story begins in 1572, when 500 Germans from Saxe-Coburg, including some Prussians and Bavarians, were hired as soldier mercenaries by the King of Portugal, Sebastian I, to build a fort and man a garrison up the Amazon River in a fight against the Spaniards. as they sailed the river, they were fiercely attacked by the native Indians and forced to flee to the jungles, where they came across a cave entrance, which the natives fled from in fear. The new colonists made their home in and by the cave, and eventually traveled further inward and downward into the cave's passages, ultimately leading to the Earth's inner subterranean habitat,
which they allegedly reached in 1647.
Along the way, they settled into various caverns, establishing six cities along a 3,000-mile route, and they fought off mysterious cavern creatures who were as fierce as the Amazon Indians. The massive, populated caverns, or underground cities, were connected by a crude wooden track system. In 1647, upon entering the inner concave surface, the new Germans met the lost ancestors of the modern Germans. Called Bods, they were extremely advanced, both spiritually and technologically, and decided to take their outer earth cousins under their wing. They became known as the Six Kingdoms of Saxony. The Makushi Indians are indigenous to the Amazon. Nomadic hunter-gatherers, they mostly move between Brazil, Guyana, and Venezuela. According to their oldest legends, they descended from the sun's children, or children of the sun, and are the protectors of the inner earth. Their legends speak of an entrance into earth, which was to remain secret to outsiders. They would enter the earth and travel for 2 weeks until they reach the interior. It is there, quote, at the other side of the world, in the inner earth, where the giants live, people who stand around 3 meters in height. According to the Makushi, their people were given the sacred task of guarding the entrance to prevent strangers from entering the interior of the earth. Makushi legends state that those who enter the mysterious cavern travel for 3 days, descending giant stairs, which measure around 33 inches each step. After the third day, they leave behind their torches and continue their journey deeper into the earth, illuminated by lights already present in the tunnels. Down deeper, they cross the lava zone, skirting an abyss where the incandescent magma is bubbling. This is a very dangerous passage. The apprentice must be accompanied by an experienced guide, because many brave men have lost their lives in these hot chasms. According to the legends, they seem to lose their weight the deeper down they go, until they almost float above the ground. It seems as if the gravitational force has disappeared. If this part of the story is true, it could imply that the climax of the Earth's gravity is not the center of the core, as mainstream science has suggested, but rather in the middle of the crust, in the middle of the magma zone, some 250 kilometers deep. On the fifth day of traveling down the subterranean tunnels, according to the legends, they would come upon massive caverns whose ceilings could not be seen. The air is sweet, fragrant, far from the surface pollution. In other words, of Makushi ancestors, the Earth's core is a paradise filled with incredible wonders. Inside the Earth, there are places where fruit trees are able to grow. The Makushi say that fruits are like mangoes, bananas, and some lesser plants can be found 6 to 7 days into their journey. The further the Makushi people moved into the earth, the larger the areas with vegetations got. But not all the areas are green and prosperous. They warn that some places are extremely dangerous and should be avoided. The Makushi oral traditions continue to say that after passing these giant chambers, having passed half of their journey, they would then reach a place where the giants lived. There, the Makushi explorers would eat the food of the giants, including apples the size of human heads, grapes the size of a human's fist, and delicious and giant fish that had been caught by the giants and given to the Makushi as gifts. after stocking up with foods offered by the giants, the explorers would return home to the outer world, helped by the giants of inner world. The Mikushi are said to be the guardians of the underworld, the protectors of the entrance to the inner earth. The legends describe a land inside the land, which is filled with amazing treasures and beautiful gemstones. Many consider this legend a myth, just another ancient fairy tale, but to the Mikushi, their legends are as real as it gets, and they protect the entrance. Then, European explorers came to the Amazon in search of riches, ventured into the caves, and never returned. There were 5 Europeans, 2 Spanish, and 3 Englishmen, thirsty for gold and gemstones found in large quantities there. Since then, the Mikushi say that giants punished them for failing to fulfill their duties, and the legends of giants faded away through the years. Is it possible that the Mikushi legends are real, and somewhere in the Amazon, an entrance to the inner earth existed in the past, or still does today?
My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.